This is Dementia Awareness Week. It affects thousands of us in Northern Ireland, often causes huge distress and confusion to those affected and their family. John McAuley was diagnosed with frontal lobe dementia 6 years ago. I spoke to him and asked him when he noticed the first signs that something wasn't right.
Probably back in the early days, I knew things wasn't right then because I had I'd lost interest in most things in life, and depression had set in and things wasn't going well within my whole structure of life. So I couldn't understand what was going on at that time. So then I decided to go to...
How old were you, John?
I was 52.
And you're what age now?
I'm now 59.
And you just knew something was wrong?
Yeah, it wasn't... I was always an outgoing person, and it got to be that I just couldn't be bothered going anywhere, doing anything. I'd lost interest in most things in life, and this is all part of what I was diagnosed with, was frontal lobe dementia. I was clinically diagnosed then.
And when they tell you that, what happens to your world?
It collapses in around you, Stephen. Absolutely. I was in bits for a long, long, long while, and I... just in a dark, very dark place. I was.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking, life's over here, and there's nothing more left, basically, and where do I go from here, It's downhill.
But it's not all downhill, of course, and that's part of the message today, isn't it?
Yeah. I decided after a while in the doldrums to pick myself up, and I decided to do something about it, and I did.
What did you do about it?
I got together with a few other people who had dementia at that time, and we got together and we set this organisation up, Dementia NI. Solely, we realised then that people with dementia hadn't got a voice. We had no voice. There was nothing like this, And we decided that we needed to raise more awareness and to fight the stigma against it. And we set this organisation up, and it's now going bigger and better. Dementia NI is going bigger and better than ever it was. And it set solely up at that time, our ethos was at that time to help other people with dementia. We set up groups throughout Northern Ireland solely for people with dementia to meet on a regular basis, to peer support for each other, to have a social gathering, and also to raise awareness and to do what we do. And this is the reason that I set this organisation up. And it has given me a reason to live.
Well, that's a huge... accolade to Dementia NI, isn't it? When you say it's given you a reason to live,
yeah,
that's a profound statement.
Yeah, it's given me a cause to be in this earth for yet. When I was at that low ebb, I knew that someday that I'm going to be a walking shell and I'm going to lose my mind. I get up every day thinking about that.
Because dementia is a progressive illness.
Yes.
So that's what will happen.
Yes.
And you don't know how quickly it will progress, or are they giving you any advice?
When I go to these memory clinics and whatnot, it's always the question that I asked is when. Mm-hmm. And there's no one can tell me. No one. Every individual with dementia is different. And there is no time limit. It could be a year, it could be 6 months, it could be 10 years. I don't know. Nobody knows. They can't give me an answer. And that's one of the things that I live with every day.
What are your fears, Sean?
I fear more for the closest members of my family, how they will react when that time comes. I don't fear it anymore. I've learned to live with that. And I don't fear that. What I want to do now is live in a better world for other people that has dementia coming along than the world that I lived in, with the stigma and people reacting towards me in cruel ways.
Go on.
comments like, there's nothing wrong with you, you know, go and catch yourself on. Just people being ignorant that doesn't really understand.
People said that to you,
yeah,
did they?
Yeah, I've had all that. So it's, and lots of other people within my within this organisation have suffered the same thing. It's part of what we're trying to make better here.
I asked you what your fears are. What are your hopes and dreams still? Because you say that you're going to live for the moment, live for now.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with your life now that's good?
I tend to make plans for myself. Now, when I got diagnosed, when I was first diagnosed, it was the best thing that ever happened to me, because I could figure out then why these things was going on with me. I could plan for the future. I could have a focus. I have a focus now in life. I do plan things for the future. So I do, like everyone else. I'm still me. We're just people. You know, we're ordinary people here, and we deserve a life.
What's your message to someone listening to this morning?
My message is, don't treat us with contempt. Don't treat people with dementia with contempt. We do have our difficulties, and we do struggle with things.
You shouldn't even need to say that.
Yeah, but...
Don't treat people with dementia with contempt. Does this actually happen?
Yeah. On a regular basis, yes, very much so. And anyone,
what do you mean by that? People looking down at you?
Yeah, of course. And they don't understand. People is very ignorant of it, and this is what we're trying to do, and this is what we do in Dementia NI. It's exactly what I'm doing this morning, and we'd be out and about, and 2-3 times a week at different events, just trying to get the word out. And that's probably my aim in life now. I see it as my calling now. That this is what I want to do. To whatever time I'm not able anymore to do it. And I don't know how long that will be. I have no idea what morning that I'm going to get up and not know the people close to me that I love. And it's...
John, that would scare anybody.
I think of it every day of thinking to myself, you know, when I get up and know what day it is, Stephen, that's a big, big thing for me. People take that for granted. But it's a big, big thing for me.
And are you already starting to get confused about certain things? Can you detect the illness within yourself?
I can contact even my speech now. My speech is affected big time. And there's other things happening slowly but surely. You know,
like
that,
what? Things like what?
You know, things you wouldn't be as confident, you wouldn't be as sure as yourself, sure of things, you know, and you'd have to double check on most things that you do in life. It's like if what you would take for granted to do the small things in life, it would take me probably 5 times longer just to achieve what you can achieve, the smallest things. And it's very difficult for people to comprehend that. That's how it is. And we live with that on a daily basis. But I get on with it. And I keep saying to myself, life's for the living, and I'm going to make the best of it. And that's what I do.
I think you've been incredibly strong this morning, John. I think you've got a compelling message. And I know it's not easy.
No, us people in Dementia NI, we're not out looking sympathy. We're not out looking people to feel sorry for us. All we're looking is a bit of understanding. Just to step back, for people to step back and just think what it would be like to live in my world.
John, thank you. Well, you can get more information at dementiani.org. You can watch the BBC Appeal with John on Community Life on Sunday, BBC One at 4:00. The programme's presented by Vinny, but don't let that put you off.